there's going to be a lot of meaningful relationships that you start that last well beyond this program, and that gets started at orientation. And that's a fun thing for us to see.
From the Terry College of Business at the University of Georgia, I'm Lee Britton, and this is Data Dogs Podcast. This podcast is a look inside the Georgia Analytics program, and we'll cover topics related to the program, whether you're a prospective student or a current student, for the 1 year students are here. My co-hosts Jake Mosley and Andrew Salinas will join the conversation each episode, and today we are discussing what orientation week and a half will look like and what to expect. This is our first podcast, so we're excited to be here and talk to you about what orientation week will look like. So Jake Mosley is our Director of Student Services. Andrew Salinas is in our Career Management Center, and we're gonna get started. This is Data Dogs, a look inside the Georgia Analytics Program here at the University of Georgia, Terry College of Business. I am Lee Britton, and joining me is Jake Mosley and Andrew Salinas.
Hi, everybody. Jake here. You've got to know us all through the admissions process, but basically, Lee and I represent the student services, the academic side. And Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew Salinas here. I'm in career services, as you know. Been working with most of you guys through the summer on resumes and cover letters, and I look forward to getting started in full.
Yeah, same for Lee and I. It's upon us. And so the goal of our conversation today is we wanted to orientate you to orientation. You start your program with us, the next step in your journey, on Monday, August 5th. And that's about a week and a half with us. So we thought it'd be good if the three of us just had sort of an informal conversation about what you can expect. So I guess we'll start with Monday, August 5th. You're going to arrive in the morning, and we're going to you're going to hear from the entire suite of staff. The program director, Dr. Chatterjee, the dean, I believe, is set to speak that morning. You may also hear from the associate dean. So that's going to be kind of a formal welcome to the program and to the college. And you'll be with MBA students for that as well, because the MBA staff administers the program for MBA and the Master of Science Business Analytics. So we thought that'd be a great way to just bring everybody into the fold.
Right. We're all under one umbrella here. So we're excited to get you guys in with the MBA students, and also get to meet all the staff that work with MBA and the MSBA program. So this is a good opportunity to meet everybody and to get in the same room with everybody and have lunch with everybody.
Yes.
Lunch is certainly one thing we do well that week.
You are fed well.
Monday starts with Marty's and ends with Mama's Boy. So we try to bring you the best of the best. And then our budget slows down a little bit.
Yeah,
so it's lower your expectations post-August.
Right. It's this weird thing where we want to acclimate you to Athens, and sort of we'll buy the first time, but you might have to buy after that. But we are intentional in the vendors that we use that week so that you are getting a flavor of Athens. Some of you have already been here on the undergrad side and already have your favorites. And some of you will be coming to Athens for the first time, which I'm excited for you. There's some great restaurants here, and hopefully we sort of tease that out for you a little bit during orientation. We'll also, I'll just say too, on that first day, just prior to having lunch at Marty's or Marty's Catered for you, we'll meet with as a group, the MSBA students with Andrew Lee and I. We'll do some expectation setting with you guys about what's ahead for you in your MSBA journey.
Mm, yeah. So it may look like a long week, but it does happen fast, because there's a lot of curriculum. Well, you're in Data Analytics course, or your Intro to Business Analytics course is that week as well, and then you have your boot camps on top of that.
Yes, so speaking of the analytics course, the Intro to Analytics, that's going to be 1 to 5 p.m. every afternoon, Monday through Friday. That's taught by Dr. Hugh Watson, and that really kind of is exactly what it sounds like. There's going to be some introduction to data analytics, but also the career side. You know, what kind of platforms and programs are you going to be working with? What kind of careers are out there for you? What is the day-to-day life of a business analyst or a data analyst look like?
And he'll have a couple guest lectures that week as well. And so, again, that class will be Monday through Friday, 1 to 5. It'll be entirely over with by Friday.
Yeah, so you'll have 1.5 credit hours pretty much wrapped up then. Right. And again, that look at that as a holistic overview, not just the technical side, but the career piece as well. So.
And then the fun part begins Monday night with a reception.
We love a reception. We at the business school, we network, and we love to get you together with your classmates. To Lee's point, that Monday night will be a reception at Sauce House Barbecue for MBA and MSBA students. So that'll be a great way for you to connect with not only your cohort, but also the MBA students that you'll be passing in the hall, in Corral as you go through your program.
So Monday's a long day. Tuesday, we'll start the day with a Career Management Center overview, kind of springboarding from our summer prep that you and I have been doing into what's ahead. So a little bit about what the analytics job search looks like. And kind of a head start on the career management and communications course that you'll be taking in the fall as well.
Because I think a theme that you're going to get in all of this is it all happens fast. And that's what we're trying to do is get you prepared for it with the orientation overall and then with the individual aspects within the orientation. It looks like lunch that day is from Starland Pizza. I got to be honest. Like, I think it's important for me in my role to be honest. I don't know much about Starland Pizza.
It's a brave confessional, Jake.
I'm questioning that selection. So we're setting a high bar with Marty's. Have y'all eaten at Starland yet?
I haven't. We tried to stay local with our options this week. I heard it was good.
It's pizza. I'm sure it's not bad.
You can't go wrong with pizza.
I sort of mentioned that as an entree. Look at that. As a way to say that. We're pretty open and honest with you about your experiences here. So as you go through the program, if you need things from us, all of our doors are always open.
Right.
And I guess I'm just trying to start that conversation by questioning and throwing a little bit of shade at Starland Pizza.
And if you don't like Starland Pizza, you can let us know it's not okay to have that on the menu next time.
Or you can tell me it's great. But I guess when we go looking for advertised dollars, we're not going to start with Starland. But to keep it moving, that evening we're also doing something new. We're going to have an international flavored event. We're going to have a networking social with MSBA, MBA students, and then incoming international graduate students from across the university.
Right.
UGA has an office of what is International Student Life,
right.
And they host a week-long orientation for incoming international students. And we just wanted to get you connected with that cohort. Again, I think we do a lot of things well at Terry. Sometimes we get too insular and just being in our own space. So we're trying to reach out and connect with other groups on campus. And that's kind of just Tuesday night will be a social. We'll have dinner for you. Just be another way for you to meet folks.
Right. Wednesday is beginning of your boot camps. Our boot camp is a general overview of what to expect out of the courses that you'll be going through in the fall and the spring, and also just to kind of help you through the content that you'll be learning in R.
Yeah, a lot of them, it's important to remember, something we're proud of, like when we put on our admissions hat, is that this group of students have different backgrounds. So R is going to be well-versed for some folks. Some folks are going to be working on it this summer. So what we're trying to do here is set a foundation for everybody so that when you're in the courses, you can really absorb the material well. And that's sort of the same thing can kind of be said about the statistics boot camp that Dr. Cornwell is doing. I think one lesson we learned from last year is he teaches the econometrics course, and he teaches that course in R. Mm-hmm. And so the R boot camp is relevant to what he's doing. So he has worked well with Dr. Srinivasan, who's doing the R boot camp, to coordinate their material. And Dr. Cornwell with the statistics boot camp, his hope is that he can cover some baseline statistics stuff ahead of the start of the small fall semester so that he can cover more technical stuff in the mm-hmm. econometrics course. He's hinted at getting to some AI at the end of the semester, so we'll see if he's able to do that. Keeping us sort of on our theme here, Wednesday lunches from Barbaritos. You can't go wrong there, taco bar.
No.
You're good.
Yep.
Then you'll have Dr. Watson in the afternoon. Thursday will be the stats boot camp that I just talked a little bit about. Lunches with Tzatziki's. They're great. The local shop here, I'll say that may be a national chain, but the local shop here does a lot to support the university and the students. I know they do a lot with the Student Veteran Resource Center. They provide some meals around initiatives with that group, and they're always great to work with. Mm-hmm. So that might not be a local chain, but the proprietor is local, and we like working with him.
And he's a UGA grad, right?
He is, yes. So, and then that Friday will be the R Boot Camp with Dr. Srinivasan, and then lunch is with Mama's Boy. So you can't really go wrong there.
Right, and then the week with Mama's Boy.
Yeah, Mama's Boy will be really great. And then we're excited to end Friday with a social dinner for you guys.
Just for analytics students this time.
Yeah exactly, because a big piece of the orientation is the social bonds that you guys are going to form. This really, and across the board, sets foundations mm-hmm. for your experience, both in terms of the academic aspects, but also the social. There's going to be a lot of meaningful relationships that you start that last well beyond this program, and that gets started at orientation. And that's a fun thing for us to see. In some ways, it's like a hairy time for us because, like, oh God, now we got to go. We got to do all this. All these students need these things from us. And that can be stressful, but the other side of it is we get to watch you do your thing. And that's really cool, and make connections and start to develop the skills you're looking for. So that's a sort of a selfish point for me about orientation, one thing I like. I feel like as a staff, we kind of vibe off the energy that you guys have. And anyway, hopefully we're ending Friday on a positive note with a dinner downtown somewhere.
Yeah. And you'll be getting to know each other fairly quickly and really well as you're spending all day, every day with each other and even through lunch. And then you get to spend more time with us Friday night at a dinner and get to know each other on a more personal level.
Yeah, I think that's a unique thing for our program is the size allows us to get to know our students well and for our students to get to know each other well. And so we can be fairly intentional about that as well.
So we won't interrupt your Saturday or Sunday, but on Monday morning,
we almost did.
The stats boot camp kicks off again with Dr. Cornwell. Lunch will be Marty's at midday. Nice. And then afternoons are on your own. Tuesday, we'll have a professional headshot. So if you have a ratty suit, now's the time to take care of that.
And get it cleaned.
Get it cleaned at the very least. Maybe go ahead and make the big purchase and get your professional attire. It will serve you well.
Because that headshot will be used throughout your program. It'll be when the Career Management Center has a student profile for you, mm-hmm. they'll be using that headshot.
Your student profiles, LinkedIn, all the things that you need to polish up before you start that career search.
Right, exactly. So when you think about promoting yourself professionally, we launch that with a headshot for you as well. So,
So please come prepared that day with business professional attire. And in that email, you will have all the information about what that looks like.
Yeah, so you'll have all that information. It's a good resource. And then, you know, we're really high-touch customer service here. So ask us questions if you're not clear about business professional versus business casual versus all those things. Because I love the conversations that stuff generates. So.
Right. Yeah. And those free afternoons that you have is a good opportunity to get your UGA career card if you haven't gotten it at Tate yet, and then kind of tie up any loose ends before you start fall classes, which is that following Wednesday or that
Wednesday, August 14th.
Yeah, so if you still need to unpack your apartment or find an apartment, those afternoons are really for you guys to settle in and get ready for the fall semester because it happens fast and it happens quick.
Sort of nowish.
Now.
Any big themes left for us? I feel like we kind of, I know that was kind of a day-by-day detail, but I think within that we sort of touched on the major themes. Do you guys have anything to add?
So one of the things that Jake pointed out earlier was how customer friendly we are. And we hope that you got that experience through the admission process, that we were hands on, or that you were able to contact us pretty quickly and our responses pretty quickly. So we want to have that attitude through the whole semester, the whole year that you're here. And again, we do have an open door policy. So if there's any issues that you have, something that you're not quite satisfied with, but there you do see a potential for change there, that's what we're here for as well when it comes to student services and also the CMC. They're a huge help in the career search and getting you ready into your professional world after you finish the program. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind that you're not alone, and that this journey, you have your students or the cohort with you is in the same field you're in the same
sort of family.
And we're
here to help. Like, if you picked up a vibe of that in admissions, it was intentional on our part. And so I think that was one of my takeaways from last year. I don't think students quite expected how open we were to those kind of things. And it got awkward when I had to chase them down in class to try to ask how everything was going. They were kind of like, yeah, well, why are you here? Like, what did I do wrong? And so let's just avoid all that.
Am I supposed to be complaining?
Yeah. Just know we're here for anything. That's basically the gist.
Right. Yeah.
And we're ready to get started. Yeah.
Thanks, y'all.
This has been our first Data Dogs podcast with myself, Jake Mosley, and Andrew Salinas. Catch more information at our website at georgiaanalytics.com. And we also have an Instagram that you can begin to follow at Georgia Analytics. Thank you for listening, and tune in for our next episode.